2017's been an interesting year in the wheat markets, Kim. Let's just jump into it. What have we seen?
Well, of course, we're seeing low prices. And on top of those low prices, you know, you go back to the 16 crop, 130 million plus bushels this year, about 99 million. So down about 33% from last year. So we had lower production and significantly lower prices. So right now there's, well, let's get real. There's just not any money. Actually, if you've got wheat, you're losing money.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's been said that you're not a lover of wheat prices right now. Can you jump into that?
Well, the way I heard that was, Kim, you don't like wheat.
Well.
I do like wheat, right. You know? But just not, I don't like the prices that we got, and I don't like the quality of product we got. I don't like low quality wheat. I don't like wheat that we can't put on the market. I don't like wheat when we can't compete on the world market, because we have to compete. We can. And producers right now, some producers are making a profit, at least covering variable costs with wheat. I don't like current conditions.
What's it going to take, and I think I already know the answer to this, but what's it going to take to get that protein up to where you like it, to where it's marketable worldwide?
Well, if you're talking about protein, I think one, naturally it's got to be weather and weather conditions, but two, it's management, it's put down nitrogen applications, maintain soil fertility, it's timing, along with timely rains. I think you look back at 12, 13, and 14, we had above 12% average protein. The weather cooperated then. We had relatively good prices. Producers were putting down the fertilizer. They were using the fungicides. They were doing management practices to produce a quality product, and they had a price. Once prices went down below cost of production and they took out those inputs, mm-hmm. It got them on both sides. It got them on yield, it got them on quality, and it's got them on price.
Are we seeing this worldwide? Is it just the U.S. that's having a hard time with wheat prices?
No, farmers are farmer, around the world, and they react. All farmers react. But now, if you go to the Soviet Union, you go to the Ukraine, Argentina, to a certain degree, where you're producing a hard bred wheat, mm-hmm. and you're averaging 45 to 55 bushels an acre for a country average. They can make a profit, at least cover variable costs, at $3.25 wheat. Do they want more profit? Sure they do, but they can make a profit. They're more competitive in the market than us because they will continue to put the inputs in that product because they can cover those variable costs.
So really, it comes down to managing what we have in the ground right now and what we'll put in the ground.
That's correct. Luck, you know, you can't do anything without the weather. You can't do anything without moisture, which we're not getting a whole lot of right now.
Right.
But you know, and I know that our crop's going to be determined in both quantity and quality in the March, April, May time period. That's when to make sure you've got down the nutrients that is needed, and that's when we need the timely rains and the good weather to produce that product.
But the time to start thinking about that and planning for it is December, January.
Right, and I think putting a pencil to it, it's not, is it going to cost me $10 an acre to get it down? That's $10, I'm not making any money, so I'm losing it. If I can put it down for $10 an acre and I can get $15 an acre, five bushels, mm-hmm. if I can increase by five bushel at $3 wheat,
right.
I'm making $5 an acre more, or losing $5 an acre less than I would have if I hadn't made that investment. So you got to look at the margin. You got to look, you know, all the cost you've got is history.
Right.
If I put a dollar in it, am I going to get more than a dollar out of it? That's the question, and that's the way to run that pencil.
Okay, thank you much, Kim I Love Wheat Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.